Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, we know the Port of Holyhead, which has been closed since the 7th of December after it was damaged in Storm Dara, is due to partially reopen tomorrow. Ferry services will resume in Terminal 5. A spokesperson for Holyhead Port says they'll provide an update on a timeline for the other terminal, that's Terminal 3, as soon as possible. Darren Murphy is Managing Director of BM Transport and is on the line. Hello, Darren.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. We had a chat around when this happened, and I remember at the time it was utter devastation coming into right in the middle, really, of the Christmas period. So this is good news now, is it, that it'll partially be reopened back tomorrow?
Yes, this is excellent news. It's much better than we hoped. We're after putting in an awful 5 weeks on a Christmas period, but thankfully, hopefully, volume should get back to normal tomorrow. There's going to be 6 sailings instead of 8, but by the end of the month, it should be back to full power in Holyhead, which relieves the capacity there again in the marketplace.
So 6 sailings instead of 8. So does that get you back up to where you need to be?
It'll get the most of the freight moving, I would think, and it's back to sort of normality. January will be a bit not as busy for passenger traffic anyway, so it should get the most of us moving, but by the end of the month, definitely we should be back to normal, so it's very welcome.
Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of stock left sitting in UK warehouses that should have moved by now.
Yes, like for us ourselves, we're only able to move for the past 4 or 5 weeks somewhere in the region of 50-60% of the normal freight we had moved, because we're having to route everything either be South Wales or Scotland. So like freight would normally be loading to Manchester and taking an hour over to Liverpool, or maybe 2.5 hours over to Holyhead. We're having to run 6 and 7 hours to run up to Scotland and back down to Dublin, which means you're not able to move the same amount of freight, so there's a huge backlog there.
And I remember at the time you're having to do all sorts of logistical changes to get those new patterns in place. There must have been huge cost involved in it, never mind the headaches.
Massive. Look at individually ourselves. We're looking at over 200 grand a week on lost revenue here, and the added cost of staff. Like Christmas break was very small in our operation because there was such a backlog. So we only got a chance to get really some of the backlog move when the freight stopped moving the day before Christmas Eve, and get space and ferries in Liverpool to get the backlog cleared. So it was a very intense period and highly costly. But hopefully that's going to stop tomorrow. But yes, it's a very expensive operation.
200 grand a week in lost revenue.
Yeah. That's what we're looking at. Over 200 grand a week there.
That is absolutely breathtaking.
Bigger operations than us.
So listen, I mean, there's a big conversation now about port infrastructure. Who should be in charge of it? Are the British government willing to do enough to invest in this thing? I mean, do you know anything about when Holyhead will be fully back up to speed?
No, it's hard to get information. It's hard to get clear information. It has been all along. So nobody has that information. I think somebody needs to look now and see that there's an alternative in place, that this can't happen again. Because if we learned anything from the Christmas period, it's that the other ports in the UK simply don't have capacity to handle the volume that Holyhead does if it closes. So I think the government needs to come together with the Welsh government and try and come up with some sort of plan, either to build an alternative berth or come up with an alternative. Because in one way, with the Christmas break, at least freight stopped moving for a week or 10 days. If that hadn't happened, this would be totally catastrophic altogether. Mm-hmm. If it had happened in the middle of the summer or a peak time, like that gives some sort of a respite on it to catch up.
Yeah, does it make you think, though, about how you're bringing freight in and just using the other route and going from the continent, France, into Rosslare, or is that at capacity too?
Well, that's for the direct stuff. For the UK freight, the problem is Liverpool and Haitian ports are already at full capacity. So there's not really an option. The other option is to run to Pembroke or run to Scotland, which are going to have increased costs because you have so much extra mileage. So there isn't really an option. Holyhead's, the other ports are at capacity, which we found out before Christmas, and there is no other show in town other than Holyhead. So that's the reason this is such an important part of the infrastructure for the country.
Yeah, and you know, using that land bridge, I mean, it's obviously the easiest way to do it. Going back into the continent and back around and up into Rosslare would sort of be a mad way to do it. You know, you need to get this Holyhead link up back up to capacity, essentially.
Exactly, it's all in the cost. So, Claire, the cost, if it's cost in the holly or more, that's going to be passed to the, our customers, who ultimately is going to hit the consumer. So, at the end of the day, that is the most efficient way to move the freight. So, that's why it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Stena have given us a statement. They say that their current focus remains on bringing Terminal 5 back into operation. We'll provide an update on a timeline for Terminal 3 as soon as possible. We remain committed to the long-term resilience of Holyhead, ensuring a sustainable future for the port. But for you, Darren, and it's just a sigh of relief that it will be back up in some way, shape or form from tomorrow.
Exactly. A big sigh of relief.
Darren, thanks so much. Good to talk to you again. Darren Murphy there from BM Transport. Coming up, many people have a smart doorbell. We're going to find out how hackers could manipulate the technology. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.